Take your humble pork pie, your beef burger, even your bacon sarnie. What if they weren't just delicious? What if they only came from British farms? 100%. So the food you put on your plate puts food on the plates of British farmers and their communities. Wouldn't that make it taste even better? At Scottish Power, we think less about what energy is and more about what it can do in the real world. In your world. Because what matters to you drives everything you do. From the big to the small. Welcome to the home of Seriously Strong here in Scotland, where we take our work very seriously. We're serious about selecting the finest pastures for our cows. We're serious about perfecting characterful flavour. We're serious about being deliciously irresistible. And, thanks to all the seriousness, you can enjoy the full-bodied flavour of cheddar, made the Seriously Strong way. Seriously Strong Cheddar. More than just strong. Seriously.
July the 10th is no ordinary summer's day. July the 10th is Green Britain Day, supported by EDF Energy and the Eden Project. See how Windows 7 makes it easier and more entertaining to use your PC. Dell laptops start from just £199. Dell. Yours is here. So now, more than ever, we offer simple, impartial advice to help you find a smarter phone with all the best stuff on it that's perfect for you.
Friends, now as in my time, some argue that we don't need human rights laws to protect people from the state. Let me tell you, the lessons from Nuremberg must never be forgotten. As years pass, memories fade. We forget that the cruel barbarian is not behind us, but always underneath us, ready to rise up. We must always be vigilant. At Nuremberg, we saw the lowest of humanity. In the aspiration of human rights, we see the highest. Every generation must understand what happened in those dark times and renew and strengthen its commitment to basic human rights. What could be more British than that?
I'd only went to the toilet. 2 minutes. I was sitting there working out how much cash I could get together to stake when I heard the Hoover. It came to me quite slowly where the sound was coming from. I waited until it stopped before I could bear to go see. She was just plugging it back in when I got there. She switched it on and smiled at me. "That's the place a wee bit cleaner anyway." And he was hunched, as if with age or weakness, and wore a huge old tattered sea cloak with a hood that made him appear positively deformed. I never saw in my life a more dreadful-looking figure. He stopped a little from the inn, and raising his voice in an odd sing-song, addressed the air in front of him.
"Will any kind friend inform a poor blind man who has lost the precious sight of his eyes in the gracious defence of his native country, England, and God bless King George, where or in what part of this country he may now be?"